In the months that followed, I found dozens of similar stories in different chat rooms. People claimed to be one thing and turned out to be another. Usually, they'd lie about how they looked or what kind of job they had. Mostly, they'd do it to impress people or to try to get dates. Faking people out is really easy on the internet. When you're online, all anyone knows of you are words on a screen. They don't see your face, they can't hear your voice, they can't tell your age, sex, location, or anything else about you. The internet is one big honor system, where you'll find out a lot of people aren't that honorable. Think you're talking to a cute 15-year-old boy from the high school in the next town? Surprise! He's really a 50-year-old freak who wants you to meet him at the mall. That young cancer patient in Texas? She's an attention-starved housewife from Montana. There are all kinds of ways to fool folks, and if somebody gets caught in a lie online, they can just change their screen name and pretend to be someone else. That's an easy thing to do because people online are anonymous. You have no way of being sure who they really are. Anonymity is what gives people the courage to make prank phone calls and send unsigned letters. The fact that they probably won't be caught helps them do things they would never own up to, you know? Sometimes those things are well-intentioned, like an anonymous note to warn a friend that she's got scary breath. Other times, most times, things are done anonymously because they're cruel, like scratching a nasty name onto some guy's locker when no one's around. Anonymous things done online can be especially awful because the internet is a great way to spread horrible rumors at lightning speed. My friend has a daughter in 7th grade, and when her middle school set up a bulletin board on its website, it was promptly filled with gross and untrue stories about a certain girl having sex with a teacher in the school bathroom. When my friend's daughter posted something in defense of the girl, she was quickly called a lying slut on the board. Hundreds of people saw those posts, and my friend threatened to sue the school if they didn't drop their online bulletin board. What really freaks parents out about the internet, though, is that anonymous people, strangers, have such easy access to our kids in our own homes. Think about it. If some random person you'd never met called on the phone and started trying to talk to you about school or your friends or what you like to do, you'd hang up on them fast. But if that same person found their way into a chat room you were in and responded to things you were saying to friends, you might very well start talking to them, because that's what people do in chat rooms. Next thing you know, you're instant messaging with them. If they seem fun or nice, you could start to trust them and the things they tell you about themselves. And maybe you'd start telling them things about you. Maybe, and this is what keeps your parents awake at night, you might decide there wouldn't be any harm in meeting them. If you do any of that stuff with someone you know only from a chat room, it means you've forgotten one of the first and most important things your folks ever taught you. Don't talk to strangers. Of course, even talking to people you know can be tricky online. You've already seen this stuff happen. Friends who get annoyed if you don't respond to them quickly enough or if they think you're instant messaging someone else instead of them. Thanks to buddy list boxes, it's harder and harder to have time to yourself online or to hide from people you don't want to deal with. I know. You can block certain people from seeing when you're signed on. That works as long as they don't find out you're chatting with someone else and realize you've blocked them. Then you're really in trouble. My daughter Anna struggles with how to avoid certain people when she's online. She's got this one girl in her class, Janie, who always has to have a victim to torture so she can create a little drama. You know the drill. Janie picks on a girl mercilessly until the girl turns around and yells at her, and then Janie cries, "You're so mean to me!" and her little group of followers all back her up. Anna's probably the 5th girl to be in Janie's gun sights this year alone. Anyway, in a pretty typical Janie kind of episode, Anna comes home from a movie one night, signs on to check her email, and immediately gets an instant message from the witch. Ew. Anna makes mistake number one. She answers. "What?" she types. "I said, ew, it's you," comes Janie's reply, followed by, "I'm with friends, let's see, 10 right now, at a party you weren't invited to." Neat kid, huh? It gets worse. Anna makes mistake number two. She tries to use logic to shut Janie up. "I don't remember starting a convo," she types, "and you don't want to talk to me, so I won't be hurt if you go away." It goes on this way for a few more lines. I walk into the room just as Janie tells Anna that she's retarded and ugly, spelled U-G-L-E-E. Funny how often bullies are lousy spellers. Anna asks me to remind her how to block people online. but she still seems bummed out after she blocks Janie. "What's the problem?" I ask, and Anna replies, "She'll just make up a new screen name and start all over. Am I supposed to block everybody?" Not such an unusual story, pathetic bully taunts undeserving victim, except that it happened to Anna in her own room at 9:30 on a Friday night. Now, if Janie got called on that stuff, on taunting classmates via instant messages, I don't doubt that she'd defend herself the way bullies always do. "I was kidding. Can't you take a joke?" Aside from the fact it would be a total lie, that would still be a pretty good defense because of the one major problem with online chatting. It's hard to really communicate when all you have are words on a screen.